So yeah, Curtis Ferguson, CurtisFergusson. I'm an environmental engineer here at the Allen Potash Mine. I've been here about 8 years. So not only am I a mine employee with Nutrien, I'm also a customer of Nutrien's as well. So I, on my days off, I have a 500-acre small hobby farm that I grow a variety of crops. This year, canola, Canadian red spring wheat, and red lentils. Kind of have a rotation. I've been using that rotation for a while now. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, with your role as a farmer and then also working here at the Allen Mine, how is that for you when you're using product from here on your operation? I think that's got to be a cool kind of synergy. That you talk about that a little bit for us, Curtis.
First off, in Saskatchewan, one thing that maybe isn't overly well known in Western Canada is that the soil does have pretty high levels of potash in it already. So the need to apply potash in Western Canada isn't as great as it is sort of in the lower 48. But I've still put on potash. I've used it on peas. I've used it in barley for straw strength. If you get those big, 120 bushel yields, you want to make sure it's not lodged and falling down. So there are instances where we apply potash in our blend. For me, working here as a farmer, there's actually a number of employees that are kind of in the same space as me, where they might have a smaller farm hobby operation, and their shift schedule allows them to do that and follow their passion and to carry on farming the land like their fathers and mothers did before and whatnot. So it's a bit of a legacy thing, and I think it's well respected. Right now is harvest. It's go time for us in Western Canada and Saskatchewan. The combines, when you drive back, you'll see the dust flying for sure, and we're right in the middle of it. It's a good time of year, and I think basically there's a lot of pride and respect for farmers, and I think you can see that even amongst the employees here. We know that our product is destined for the field in one form or another, and that it's going to get put to good use. That we want to make sure it's good quality, and we don't want to have dust issues and that kind of stuff like that. So all that stuff is taken pretty seriously here.
Talk a bit about your role here at the mine and how you play a part. Everyone's got their part and their role here in the operation. So talk a little bit about your side of things as you guys continue to mine and develop new areas of mining production, et cetera, et cetera. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So I don't have a whole lot to do with the underground part of the operation. So in being the environmental engineer, a lot of my focus is on the permitting side of things, making sure that we're in compliance with all of the regulatory requirements, doing all the reporting and whatnot. Tailings is a big thing that we manage, because as you can see, when the ore comes in on the belt line, we're processing 30,000 tons of ore a day, sometimes more. So just managing the mass of material that goes to the product side and goes to the tailing side, that's a full-time job, and making sure that we're keeping up with all of the monitoring environmental best practices we can for containment. We also have a lot of mine-owned land that is, we work with local farmers that are our tenants, so I get a chance to also interface with all the local farmers in that space too, and hear their concerns, and their ideas and thoughts on working and trying to make a living in agriculture, right around the mine site. So.
Sustainability around the environmental, sustainability has been a big buzzword in agriculture for some time. Talk about what Nutrien is doing here at this site. You talk about some of the things. What does sustainability mean to you? What does it mean to Nutrien?
Well, You know, that's a bit of a loaded question, and I'll be honest with you, might go a bit off script here, but sustainability is a buzzword, and it can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. From my perspective as an environmental engineer on site, it's all about looking at what we use and trying to minimize some of those things, try to dialing in our gas usage when we're drying the potash in the mill, you know, not wasting it, our energy usage, are we the most efficient when we're pumping material around the mill? Is there something we can change to be a little more efficient? So it's more about, I think it's more about conservation, water use. We've been lucky at our plant. We've had a number of projects that have reduced our fresh water consumption at this site, you know, and we've gone, we've saved hundreds of thousands of liters, cubic meter, millions of liters of water on this site through executing a number of small projects. And not only those projects reduce water, but they also boost production because oftentimes our water use is dissolving product. So that, we try to focus on getting our product, maximizing our production and minimizing our, you know, conserving our inputs, being as responsible with them as we can.
And I would assume that by dialing some of those things in, conserving in certain areas, I mean, at some point that has to be passed along to the consumer, right? If you guys are paying a little bit less in these certain areas and being a bit more conservative in that way, it's got to get passed down somewhere, right? Costs a bit less to run this.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing everything we can to run as efficiently as we can. I would say like that's the difference, is that because we are a mining entity that's in the middle of kind of a prairie province, and we can see those opportunities better. It's not just dollars and cents. I don't think it's about, we understand that mining can be perceived as a bit of a more wasteful industry, but I think potash mining's stands out a little bit more on that, as we, you know, we're resourceful, and it's farmers and it's people that are come from backgrounds where they've learned to get by with less, and that's a lot of the makeup of this place and the employees here.
Being a farmer, I got to ask you, how has the season been here in Saskatchewan for you?
Well, for me, I farm about an hour and a half away, and we had a bit of a rain shortage. But I would say, as a whole, the province and right around this area now, and the crops are actually above average, right? So there's some pretty happy farmers. I won't get into the market and the prices because that doesn't make anybody that happy. But overall, I think everybody's content with the yields and what they're seeing. There's some decent crops out this year.